Are you out of oil?
Yeah. I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great. But are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Breaking two stones with one mosquito here as we wrap up the A-side to Gooey Gooey Drops. Part what? My name is Gilly Galpis, Tenacious Ollie. And by some measure, we're officially midway through the Five Parts Realism series. That's what they say anyway. I'm liable to believe this in spite of everything because who would you believe? Me or your own eyes? Find the playlist on muddybootsradio.org. Subscribe to the show if you like what you hear, and tell your friends and family too. This is an independent show, a labor of love, and you can help keep the lights on by dropping a few ducats over at muddybootsradio.org. To quote James Joyce in Finnegan's Wake, "First maul a mugful of mud, son." That's my way, via his words of saying, "See you over yonder on the B side." Because, after all, muddy boots goes where sneakers never will. Schlop, schlop, schlop.
Suddenly it all seemed so natural, to feel the sun shining down all over my body. It was gorgeous, an experience that thrilled me, that made me feel really alive for the first time. Then, looking around, I saw somebody still wearing clothes.
Try to keep your knees straight on this exercise. Bend from the hips. Stretch as far as you can. That's a good start. Put a lot of zip into these exercises. You'll get more out of them that way.
I've heard all kinds of things about people who could talk to the spirits of another world. Can you really do that, Mr. Mitchell? We just love that, wouldn't we, everyone?
Yes, I have the power to communicate with the dead. But it's a difficult and often dangerous procedure. A true psychic doesn't use his powers for mere entertainment. However, if you insist, I'll do the best I can.
Woke up this morning, gown, twixt midnight and day. I woke up this morning, twixt midnight and day. With my hair on my pillow while my brownie used to lay. I know I ain't good looking, teeth don't shine like pearls. I ain't good looking, teeth don't shine like pearls. So glad good looks don't take you through this way. Go start my jumper mama, I'm her overhaul. Go start my jumper, I'm her overhaul. My brown nun quit me, God knows she had it all. I'm gonna tell you now, girl, like Jesus told the Jews. Gonna tell you now, girl, like Jesus told the Jews. If you don't want me, he's a saint, I don't want you. Did you ever dream lucky? Wake up calling hand. Did you ever dream lucky? Wake up calling hand. That's a mighty true sign your brown got some other man. My mama told me, Papa told me too. My mama told me, Papa told me too. Some brown skin woman gonna be the death of you.
Keep that honey you got. Hunkies, hunkies, pieces bite. I'm going to see my honey tonight. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dot. Give that kiss to me before you go. Tweedly dum, tweedly dee dum. Looky, looky, looky. Look at that sugar plum.
Now, one of these nights, before very long, you may find that some of it passes off in your sleep.
Oh, but, Dad, that's wrong, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no, son. It's not at all wrong. Now, it's true that to waste the seed deliberately, to do anything knowingly to make it come, is a very grave sin. Because God designed that secretion in a man for one purpose. To be, well, like one of his raw materials in the creation of a new life. But wet dreams, as we call them, are very different. You see, the body manufactures that fluid all the time. And when the supply becomes too great, as it does sometimes before men are married, nature opens a sort of a safety valve in your sleep and it passes off.
Gee, our bodies are complicated, aren't they, Dad?
Oh, you bet. More complicated than the biggest dynamo ever built.
Remember, any up line is a young line.
Oh, how beautifully it blends. And it looks like my own color.
Well, that's because there's no hard stopping or starting line.
Say, I've just got to talk to somebody about how great Joanna Weber was in that last number. I mean, she was really out of sight.
Yes, she was quite good.
I mean, you didn't love her? She was fantastic, just fantastic. Better than when I saw her in Swan Lake.
You saw her in Swan Lake, too?
I mean, I haven't seen her do a pas de deux like that since her New Year's Eve performance last year.
You saw her New Year's Eve performance?
Sure. Didn't you?
Oh, I wanted to, but I had a date.
And so did I, but I came to the ballet first. I don't miss a Joanna Weber performance just for a date.
Oh, I wish I'd been able to come.
Slightly apart, hands at your waist. Now, up on the right toe.
Kick the left leg back.
Keeping legs straight.
Pointing your toes. tightening the hip muscles. Kick back. Relax. Kick back. Relax. Kick back. Relax. Kick back. Relax.
May we have less light, please?
Oh, certainly.
Clear your minds and concentrate. All of us radiate electricity, and I'll be drawing on these forces from all of you. Levitation may occur. Please, quiet. Clear your minds. Concentrate. Close your eyes and think only of reaching into the world of the unearthly.
Two, almost eight, four, almost there, five, six,
That's it. Oh, John. Can you do it again? I'll try. And lift. Two, three. Pull your stomach and hold. Two, three, four. Pulse. Three, four.
Difficult to pinpoint the first use of the term merkin. It's often estimated that merkins have been in existence since at least the mid-15th century, gaining popularity in the 17th and 18th centuries. The Oxford English Dictionary suggests that the use of the term merkin was first used in print media in 1617.
A girl whom we cannot bypass was really a very nice lass. While climbing a hill, she took a big spill and pretty near busted her arm.
Oh, but Dad, why do fellas get these feelings before they get married?
Now, that's a good question, Bob. To begin with, this business of propagating the human race is quite a job. In spite of modern medicine, childbirth still means a certain amount of pain for the mother. As for the father, well, you'll find out what it's like to buy groceries for a crowd like this soon enough.
Well, you mean that maybe some people might not want to have children otherwise?
Something like that. So, in order to make sure this old world would be populated, God made the desire of man for woman one of the strongest of all human instincts. Something like the way he made food taste good, so that we'd be sure to get our vitamins each day.
Golly, the way he figured everything out.
Yeah, he sure did.
Number 21. Standing erect, with your feet together, arms stretched out to the sides. Now lift the left foot off floor and hop forward on right foot. Then left foot. Right, left, right, left.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mitchell, are you all right?
Yes, yes, yes.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't really say, but she won't come back.
How can you be so sure?
Well, I can't explain it in normal terms. She needed some sort of contact with the living world. She got it. She's gone.
Permanently?
Now, your face powder comes next, before we apply your eyeliner, eyebrow pencil, and mascara.
You know, I often feel that I look too powdered.
Well, you wouldn't, would you, if you could powder your face with pearls?
Pearls? Sounds fascinating.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
Well, where are you going with that apple?
Oh, I'm calling on a doctor's wife. You know, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Don't you know that in the Garden of Eden, all the trouble was caused by an apple?
Madam, an apple never caused any trouble in the Garden of Eden. It was a green pear.
Well, at any rate, it changed things around considerable.
Oh, yes, indeed. It meant the downfall of man, all right.
And what is your definition of man?
Well, man is the only animal that can be skinned more than once.
Don't get comical. You're only jealous because of our accomplishments.
I don't quite follow you.
The women of today can do anything a man can do.
Well, I'd like to see her grow a mustache.
Ah, don't be silly.
Well, say, didn't I meet you in New York last year?
No, sir. I've never been to New York.
Well, neither have I. It must have been two other people.
I'll bet you think you're a lady killer.
Well, I am, to a certain extent. Them I don't kill, I cripple.
And I suppose you think that every girl you meet becomes dead stuck on you.
Well, I accept the nomination, all right. Only this morning, a beautiful lady said to me, if you don't kiss me, I'll shoot you.
Well, did you kiss her?
Well, you ain't read nothing about my funeral, have you?
No, but I'd like to. Say, have you a mother?
Do I look like I was raised in an incubator?
No, you resemble something that the cats dragged in. How about your father?
Well, last week was my father's 50th birthday.
Oh, gee, I hate to think of my 50th birthday.
Why? What happened?
How old do you think I am, anyway?
Well, I don't know, but you don't look it. Say, where was you going when I just met you?
I was going to get some bloomers that I could wear around my gymnasium.
Well, what size is your gymnasium? You always look so stylish in your clothes.
That's because I always dress in harmony with the time of day. In the afternoon, I wear an afternoon dress, and in the evening, I wear an evening dress.
Well, say, by the way, do you ever go out any at night?
Sure. Did I ever show you where I was tattooed?
Why, no.
Oh, well, we can drive around that way.
That makes me think. Let's go automobiling.
Oh, no, I'm afraid of an accident.
Lady, there ain't no use to be afraid. What I know about driving would fill a big book.
Yes, and what you don't know would fill a great big hospital.
Listen, you know, I don't like for you to do what you done to me last week.
Why, what did I do to hurt you last week?
Well, you told someone that I was a fool.
Well, I beg your pardon. I didn't know it was a secret. I'm beginning to think you don't like me so well anyway.
Why, I'm your friend to the end.
Oh, well then, lend me $20.
Well, that's the end.
Oh.
I think there is no need for me to describe to you the incredible chaos our beloved planet has been plunged into, of the disgraceful acts which are being committed at this very moment in every apartment, on every street corner, on the rooftops, in grass huts, in the jungle, in igloos, in the Arctic, in airports, in markets, in movie houses, in the parks. Yes, we are in big trouble.
But now here's the important thing. This feeling of desire, like our appetite for food, Bob, was instituted for its own special purpose in God's scheme of things. You know what happens when you stuff yourself with cake and Cokes until you're ready to pop.
Sure, I get a stomachache.
You bet. Well, it's the same way with desire. Men begin to feel it occasionally, well, as soon as they start to grow up. I did when I was a boy. You will, too.
Little River Cogmere.
Funny. You know, I believe in ESP. But I never thought seriously about the supernatural before.
Please go on, Alec.
Ellen, this is hard to discuss with you. You seem to have a power over him. But that's not hard to imagine.
Power over him? Perhaps I do.
Are you in love with him, Ellen? No, don't answer.
Mr. Neal, you can't ride my automobile unless you wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Now wipe it off.
I keep it shiny, so you better wipe it off. In the mud, now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
I like them nice and clean, so you better wipe them off. You ain't treating me right, Mr. Bud. You dropped my parcel in the mud, now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Ah, don't treat you, Baba, wipe them off.
Done except for my lips.
And you can beauty treat them with Royal Lipstick. It's a rich, non-drying formula that goes on beautifully and comes in a dazzling array of colors.
I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos.
It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please, I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
Humpty hum, bum bum. Tweetly, tweetly, tweetly dum. You're as sweet as bubble gum. Mercy, mercy, puddin' pie. You've got something that money can't buy. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dumb.
That's all that I can tell you. It just happened. I can't explain it. First I'm dozing off half asleep, and all of a sudden I'm fighting a blanket that tries to strangle me.
Look, Dr. Jordan, it's obvious something happened to you, but blankets that try to strangle you? This is a little hard to believe. Are you sure you weren't drinking? Maybe just one drink?
No, I wasn't drinking. Well, look, let's just drop it. Look, we've got other things to worry about.
Now, use this lipstick brush to cleanly outline your lips. That's the way. And then fill in with lipstick, blot with a tissue, and there you are. looking absolutely stunning.
The sleeping beauty has really awakened.
Yes, attractive buttocks are a visual turn-on, very often favorably respond to erotic caresses, massage, and other forms of stimulation. Pay more attention to the buttocks during lovemaking and see what happens. If your partner's reaction is favorable, it's another plus.
Why, you must be Flesh, Professor Gordon's son. I was wondering why you knew so much about the sex ray. Come, let me show you the ship.
Breathe out. Come on. All right, now. We're going to do a little pelvic thing. I'll explain what it is. Stay on the floor, push your back down, bend your knees, feet hip distance apart, and get ready to make little tight pulses with your buttocks muscles only. Keep your back on the floor, just use the back of your hips, and you lift your pelvic, just little lifts. Hands are relaxed, right down there, right down you know where, and we're going to lift that pelvic, all right? We're going to do it to 8 counts and then 8 counts more. Single, get ready now, lift up, tighten, that's it, tighten down. Now we're going to double that. You're going to go double, tight. That's it. Tighten in there. Tighten that buttocks. Tighten. Keep your back on the floor. Breathe. Again. Now come on. Tighten. Good. Tighten. That's it. Come on. Keep it.
When you keep on holding yours back, why you must think your mama have got rubber in her bag. Now you started to kissing, I asked you to stop, but I could not resist, cause those kisses was hot. When it comes to loving, you are right with me, cause you got everything that a good may need. Yes, I twirl and I twirl, baby, I twirl from right to left. Now, if you want any more loving, baby, you'll have to twirl yourself. Yes, I climbed and I climbed like a fox up a tree. I climbed so high, you stole my cherry from me. How do you want me to love you when you keep on holding yours back?
Exercise 23. Erect.
With your feet apart.
Hands at the waist. Now, bend upper body forward. Arms
back.
Bounce 4 times. Then up and backwards
as far as possible. Bounce.
Sleep now and forget. Forget all. We shall love, and my body will be linked forever with yours.
Whenever you feel the stirrings of desire within you, now just remember that God is getting your body ready for the great calling of fatherhood. To be his partner in creation. So, guard that desire, something holy. Don't waste it. Keep it unspoiled for the girl who someday will be your wife. Get it?
I got it, Dad.
Fine. Now, if you have any questions, come and tell me about them. And now, about any of those thoughts you were talking about, don't let them worry you. When they come, and they will every so often, remember that you can always knock them kicking with a simple 1-2 punch. Quick little prayer, and then some work. Any work or sport, as long as it's hard.
Have a direct correlation with concepts of health and sanitation. Early use of the merkin was used to change the color of pubic hair, to cover up shaved skin, bald spots, or blemishes resulting from pubic lice, crabs, or sexually transmitted infections. Happily, merkins could be cleaned by boiling them in water. It's probably no surprise that merkins have been used in film to serve as a modesty prop for full frontal nudity, as well as to give that full bush look.
If months from now you don't quite recall the correct patterns, all you have to do is to pick up the pendulum and hold it over someone's hand. Obviously, the directions that you are now hearing are becoming deeply impressed upon your unconscious mind, and in a sense, you've never really forgotten them. This is why the test succeeds.
There once was a man from France who waited 10 years for the chance. He muffed it.
But this whole thing is very unpleasant. His partner's had a most unpleasant day. I lost a psychic.
Jordan, I just want some facts. Actually, there's no one left who really knows what happened. Except you.
The old Mars colony proverb says that you should never wait for yourself. They also claim that the future ain't what it used to be. So who knows? I care not to digress further by bloviating your synesthesia with Tweedle Fun and Tweedle Wee. It's time to throw in the towel. At least as far as this episode is concerned. I hope you've been delighted and full with the B-side of Gooey Gooey Umdrops Part What? My known name is Mr. Meddlesome Meddling T. Diddy. To repeat what I shared at the backside of the A-side, find the playlist on moneybootsradio.org. Subscribe to the show if you like what you hear, and tell your friends and family too. This is an independent show, a labor of love, and you can help keep the lights on by dropping a few ducats over at moneybootsradio.org. Thank you very much for tuning in, turning on, and flopping around. Until our next listening and sonic adventure, and worship service of sorts, I bid you happy trails. In the words of James Joyce, once again taken from Finnegan's Wake, we are once a more as babes a-wandering in a wald made fresh, where with the hen and the story about, we start from scratch. So there you have it. Begin each day anew. Fare thee well, travelers.
And rock back and forth and breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. That was wonderful.